Ezra's Hashem Yizbarech, the halacha topic from the daily daf, for me today is an exciting one because before I did the daf, there were two issues that came up, one in a shaila and the other in the halachos that I was learning in Yoredeya, that are directly connected to today's daf, and so I figured I would share them with the tzibur. The first issue that comes up from this daf, which someone called me to verify the exact process, which I have to tell you, that nowadays in the Beis HaMedrash is not addressed that often, but of course in Shulchan Aruch, and as, like our daf, it's discussed as well as the contemporary posts can discuss, and that is that someone to describe to me that they're aware of people that still do the kashering of liver and other meat on their own, like we learned in our sugya on daf ayin dalid amabez, through the process of tzliya, through the process of roasting. How does one roast meat that has blood inside, which is an iser d'oraisa, with today's technology? Halachos of tzliya are found in Yoredeya in Simen Ayin Gimel, and the process of how to do it today is summarized beautifully in a accessible sefer in Hebrew by Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs called Hakashrus, and there he describes that even a modern day grill or broiler, and for that matter an oven, can be used. However, they require the following conditions. Number one, the oven should be heated up well before the liver is placed inside. Number two, at the time of the roasting, one should leave the door of the oven open because the blood which comes out and the steam, one may be concerned, it's a diun in the poskim, can now go back to prohibit the kaved, the liver, and therefore, if the steam has a way to escape, that would be highly preferable. Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav Simen Kuv Zayin says one need not be concerned that normally in the time of the Gemara the heat of the roasting took place underneath, and here often in the ovens it comes from above, or the broilers it comes from above. That one need not be concerned. One does have to be concerned, though, that of course in the roasting the meat hangs above the fire, and there can't be a dish, or for that matter, if there is water that is catching the blood that's oozing out, that's touching the meat. Nothing should be touching the meat except for a reshet, a type of net that props it up, but otherwise we would have the problem, as we saw in our sugya, the problem of bishul from a metal, as opposed to the roasting itself. One also has to be careful that the blood falls inside a utensil that's not used for anything else, and again, that utensil should not touch anything. And finally, the oven should be cleaned out afterwards, and the net and the utensil that's used to catch the blood should not be used for anything else. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Shmiru Shabbos Kilchasa Mem Gimel Chav Gimel points out that a microwave would not be acceptable because the blood doesn't naturally ooze out like roasting. That Be'ezer Hashem is topic number one for the halacha from the daily daf. Another issue that came out from today's daf is eggs that have blood inside of it. Even though this is, I believe, unheard of today, the Gemara, halfway through Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, suggests that if there is blood, a blood spot, which was common once upon a time in eggs, because the egg was the product of the mating between a chicken and a rooster, and sometimes the egg was taken even before the chick had begun to grow, but at the same time there was a little bit of blood inside. That, of course, is a shaila of an iser d'oraisa of eating nevela. And our Gemara describes the dramatic thing of actually roasting out the blood, as we have when it comes to meat, as we discussed in the previous Dvar Halacha. What about today? What's the status of blood spots today? In a seminal tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredeach Simen Lamed Vav Chelek Aleph points out that eggs today, tshuva was written almost 70 years ago, although much of the Yesodos apply today, describes that eggs today are not a product of the mating between the chicken and the rooster, and therefore there really fundamentally is no shaila about the blood spot, because a blood spot would not be considered a nevela at all. Ramesha says that mi ikr d'dina, there would be no requirement to be machmir on these eggs if this is the rove of what is done in the Medina. However, because of Marisayin, there is a requirement just simply to get rid of the blood spot that is inside. So therefore, if we're talking about a country, according to Ramesha, where the majority of the eggs are not from mating, so then in such a case, mi'ikr d'dina, one can be makel and simply get rid of the blood spot because of marisayin. And Ramesha points out that even though the Pischei Tshuva in Simin Samach Vav, Sif Katan Beis, is machmir in such an instance, that was not in a time where there was an overwhelming rove that said that came from eggs that weren't mated. Ramesha therefore concludes that if there would be any real hefsid, one could be makel. However, in a case of where there is no hefsid, so then in such a case, the beitza should be thrown out. Rav Sternbuch, in Tshuvas Va'anhagas, Chelek Beis is quite machmir, and he connects the Chassam Sofer's expression that since the Minig Yisrael once upon a time was to be machmir, that one should not rely on Roiv. However, it is clear that Ramesha Feinstein is not this machmir, and particularly in cases of hefsid, and even emotional hefsid, a rav can be makel. There's another important point, and that is in Simin Samach Vav Siv Gimel, there is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, even in eggs that are fertilized eggs, as in the time of Chazal. Here the Mechaber writes that one only needs to remove the blood if the blood is found. Where there is blood that is found on the chelbone, the white, so there the Mechaber is makel that all you have to do is remove the blood. However, the Ramah says that in general, when we're machmir on blood in an egg, we throw out the entire egg. It could very well be that this distinction, when it's a chumrah of a blood spot, whether one throws out the egg or not, leads to the fact that Chacham Avadya Shlita, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah shleima, is clearly lenient that in the case of a blood spot that one could simply throw out, particularly in the unfertilized eggs, that like the Mechaber, who's Mekel in the case of fertilized eggs in the white, in this case, certainly as well, all one would have to do is get rid of the blood spot because of Marisayin. In contrast to the Ramah, who tends to be more machmir, once there is a blood spot in to throw out the entire egg, there will be some Ashkenazim who will follow that stringency, even though Ramesh points out it's not mi'ikr d'dina if the overwhelming majority is from eggs that are not fertilized. The numbers today, as reported here in Israel, is the massive milk company called Tenuva produces eggs, 85% of them are from unfertilized chickens, while 15% are fertilized, and there one can follow the rove. The minig, as quoted by Rabbi Fuchs from Ashkenazim, is to be machmir, to throw out the entire egg, although we saw from Ramesha clearly that in any type of hefsid, all one would have to do is get rid of the blood spot. And I throw out to the Beis Medrash that if the blood spot has already disappeared, where there clearly is no Marisayin, so then in such a case, it could very well be, then one could be makel, according to Ramesha, in the case of hefsid. And for Sfaradim, all one has to do is to get rid of the blood spot. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Dalet.